One finger, he pecked out the theme from Dragnet until the conversation resumed.
Starling was a techie, Eric. We don't know how she might have rigged her phones. We'll keep the government's business secure.
Yes, sir.
Starling called me, Mr. Crendler. She wanted her plant and stuff. That stupid weather bird that drinks out of the glass. But she told me something that worked. She said to discount the last digit on the zip codes for the suspect magazine subscriptions if the difference is 3 or less. She said Dr. Lecter might use several mail drops that were conveniently close to each other.
And?
I got a hit that way. The Journal of Neurophysiology is going to one zip code, and Physica Scripta and Icarus are going to another. They're about 10 miles apart. The subscriptions are in different names, paid with money orders.
What's Icarus?
It's the International Journal of Solar System Studies. He was a charter subscriber 20 years ago. The mail drops are in Baltimore. They usually deliver the journals about the 10th of the month. Got one more thing. A minute ago, a sale on a bottle of Chateau... What is it? Yakim?
Yeah, it's pronounced like Ekim. What about it?
High-end wine store in Annapolis. I entered the purchase, and it hit on the sensitive dates list Starling put in. The program hit on Starling's birth year. That's the year they made this wine, her birth year. Subject paid $325 cash for it, and...
This is before or after you talked to Starling?
Just after, just a minute ago.
She doesn't know about it?
No, should I call?
Are you saying the merchant called you in a single bottle purchase?
Yes, sir. She's got notes here. There are only 3 bottles like that on the East Coast. She'd notified all 3. You've got to admire it.
Who bought it? What did he look like?
White male, medium height with a beard. He was bundled up.
Has the wine store got a security camera?
Yes, sir. That's the first thing I asked. I said we'd send somebody for the tape. I haven't done it yet. The wine store clerk hadn't read the bulletin, but he told the owner because it was such an unusual purchase. Owner ran outside in time to see the subject. He thinks it was the subject driving away in an old pickup truck, gray with a vice on the back. If it's Lecter, you think he'll try to deliver it to Starling? We better alert her.
No, Crendler said. Don't tell her.
Can I post the VICAP bulletin board and the Lecter file?
No,
Crendler said, thinking fast.
Have you got a reply from the Questura about Lecter's computer?
No, sir.
Then you can't post VICAP until we can be sure Lecter's not reading it himself. He could have Pazzi's access code, or Starling could be reading it and tipping him in some way like she did in Florence.
Oh, right, I see. Annapolis FO can get the tape.
Leave it all strictly to me.
Pickford dictated the address of the wine store.
Keep going on the subscriptions, Crendler instructed. You can tell Crawford about the subscriptions when he comes back to work. He'll organize coverage on the mail drops after the 10th.
Crendler called Mason's number and started out running from his Georgetown townhouse, trotting easily toward Rock Creek Park. In the gathering gloom, only his white Nike headband and his white Nike shoes and the white stripe down the side of his dark Nike running suit were visible, as though there were no man at all among the trademarks. It was a brisk half-hour run. He heard the blat of helicopter blades just as he came in sight of the landing pad near the zoo. He was able to duck under the turning propeller blades and reach the step without ever breaking stride. The lift of the jet helicopter thrilled him, the city, the lighted monuments falling away, as the aircraft took him to the heights he deserved, to Annapolis for the tape, and to Mason. Chapter 76.
Will you hook it, a hocking thing, Cordell?
In Mason's deep radio voice, with its lipless consonants, focus and fucking sounded more like hocus and hucking. Crendler stood beside Mason in the dark part of the room, the better to see the elevated monitor. In the heat of Mason's room, he had his yuppie running suit pulled down to his waist and the sleeves tied around him, exposing his Princeton T-shirt. His headband and shoes gleamed in the light from the aquarium. In Margot's opinion, Crendler had the shoulders of a chicken. They had barely acknowledged one another when he arrived. There was no tape or time counter on the liquor store security camera, and Christmas business was brisk. Cordell was pushing fast forward from customer to customer through a lot of purchases. Mason passed the time by being unpleasant.
What did you say when you went in the liquor store in your running suit and crashed the tin, Crendler? You say you were in a Special Olympics?
Mason was much less respectful since Crendler had been depositing the checks. Crendler could not be insulted when his interests were at stake.
I said I was undercover. What kind of coverage have you got on Starling now?
I'll go. Tell him.